a single soul. Reaching a further and stepping in closer. CGN TV.
Hello, welcome to Living Life. Today I'm excited because I get to share with you one of the most exciting verses in the whole of the Bible. Well, you may be thinking, hey, well, how can you say that? I mean, you always say that the Bible is exciting. Well, yes, it is true. The Bible is exciting in totality. But I'm telling you, today's verse is about how we're going to conquer death. How we're going to move from perishable to imperishable, mortal to immortal, immortality. I know it's not something I think about every day, or, you know, I don't think you think about this subject every day. But after we read the Bible together, I assure you, you'll think about this maybe once or twice this week, at least, because this actually matters in how we live today. This is not just about afterlife. This is about how we live today as we look upon the afterlife. So, as we read this mystery and fantastic picture that Bible draws, may it challenge us to live with another level of power, another level of joyfulness and happiness that comes from knowing Christ. Let's take a look at the Word of God together.
First Corinthians chapter 15, verses 50 through 58. I declare to you, brothers, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does the perishable inherit the imperishable. Listen, I tell you a mystery. We will not all sleep, but we will all be changed, in a flash, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, the dead will be raised imperishable, and we will be changed. For the perishable must clothe itself with the imperishable, and the mortal with immortality. When the perishable has been clothed with the imperishable, and the mortal with immortality, then the saying that is written will come true: death has been swallowed up in victory. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, He gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my dear brothers, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain.
Now, imagine with me. You have your favorite cake, you know, one with the roses and everything, you know, the favorite characters, and even has your name on it, happy birthday, Jay Chung, you know, whatever. You have that cake in front of you, you're about to eat it, but someone calls you, you know, it's an emergency. You go out, you come back. You forgot to eat that cake for, let's say, a couple of days. It's starting to mold, you know, it's kind of hot day, and your favorite cake is transforming into something that's not edible. It's decaying. Well, another picture. You know, you have your favorite flower. You love it. When you first got it, you know, this was like something that you want to stare every day, morning and night. And yet, after a while, it died. It's little by little, it's becoming brown. It's becoming lifeless. And then it really is just dead. You know, there's no life in it. It goes back to dirt. Now, imagine with me, I love apple. Okay. Now, it's all going to make sense. Don't worry. Hold on with me. Okay. You bite into that apple. Apple, oh, it sounds good, right? When you just crisp, boom, you know, you bite off, and you kind of look at it, and you realize, you know, apple is very beautifully created. It's red on the outside, kind of white, but, you know, kind of yellowish inside, but it's like a perfect edible color. And yet it starts to change over time. You stare at it, you're watching TV, and you kind of bite another bite. After a little bit, if you eat slow enough, you'll see that it's browning. It doesn't look as appetizing. It's like that with anything, like your favorite Chinese food. You look at it, when it's first out of the wok, man, it's really good. It's steaming good, right? But after a little while, what happens? You just let it sit for a few hours. Well, actually, after a few hours, it still tastes good sometimes. But, I mean, you know what I mean. The greasy grease turns into like fat, and it's dropping. It's like when you try to dig into it, it's like separating, the food from the oil, and it doesn't look appetizing, right? It's not good, as good, cold, eating cold. Well, why am I telling you all these imagery? Well, it's really reminding us about death. We are all aging. We're all changing. It's all ephemeral. Nothing lasts that long, right? And so no matter how excited you are in the beginning, you realize, you know what? None of this is everlasting. Not only that, the one who's eating those food, one who's enjoying the flower, I am not everlasting. You look at yourself in the mirror and you realize, you know what? I'm getting white hair. You pull that one out. But after a couple of years, what happens? You get a bunch of white hair. If you pull all those out, what happens? You become bald. So basically you can't. You're stuck becoming older. You are experiencing a little bit of death. You're going closer and closer to death. You see, we all have inherent fear of death. We don't want death because it separates us from the ones we love. It changes us. It reminds us of sickness and death and tears and being unable to see the things that you were able to see, unable to hear the things you were able to hear, the sweet sound, the aroma, all the sensory becomes a little dull because that you're going closer and closer to death. Each moment we're becoming more dead, right? Well, I don't want to picture this gloomy picture today to make you feel bad. All I'm saying is we are mortal beings. We're not immortal. We are ephemeral. And not only that, we are perishable, just like that apple, I'm sorry to say. In this side of heaven, we are experiencing perishable, mortal life that changes everything that we hold dear to, is what I'm trying to say. But in Christ, miracle happened. And that's what this whole text is about. Listen, it says, verse 51, I tell you a mystery. We will not all sleep, but we will all be changed. Not from good to worse, but good to better. Watch this. 52, in a flash, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, for the trumpet will sound, the dead will be raised imperishable, and we will be changed. The apple will turn green or the red again, right? The Chinese food will become perfectly greasy again, hot and steamy. I mean, can you imagine? In this side of heaven, that never will happen because we're all breaking apart and breaking down. But in that side of heaven, what God is saying through the scripture is that you will become immortal, just as I have created you so. And 55, verse 55, it starts with 54, last portion. Death has been swallowed up in victory. And 55, where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? Man, it hurt so much. It stunk. It was really painful. It was sad. But you know, where's your sting? If Christ can conquer death, he can conquer anything, right? The greatest fear of our lives is departure, the sadness, inability to do anything about this thing called death. And yet, you know what? Have no fear. Because in Christ Jesus, who resurrected from the grave, he's going to transform us into something that's immortal, someone who is ever changed for better. Good to better to even better. And so, thanks be to God, right? I feel that you and I may be facing some tough issues today, and yet it gives us hope. The resurrection gives us power, hope, to dream on and on and on, and stare straight into death and say, where's your power? Where's your victory? Where's your sting? Thanks be to God. Brothers and sisters, aren't you tired sometimes? You know, I am. Sometimes, even though I'm a minister, I feel like, you know what, am I doing the right thing? Am I living a good life? You know, am I doing what God created me to be doing? You know, sometimes I doubt myself and I pray to God. Well, today's scripture, the last portion, really comforts me. Let me read it for you. Therefore, my brothers, dear brothers and sisters, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourself fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. Dear brothers and sisters, your work in the Lord is not in vain. Let's stick to it. Let's be faithful. Let's go to God with humble hearts. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, sometimes the death reminds us to fear, that we are created just to fear and move, to not fear as much. But Lord, it is about life. It is about resurrection. It is about power, and it is about victory. So Lord Jesus, because of your resurrection, we're going to have immense amount of hope in our hearts as we face the, as we have the audacity to face the uncertainties of tomorrow. Father, we love you. We ask you to help us to stand firm in you, for our labor in you is not in vain, because you are conqueror of death. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
For a single soul, reaching a world that's stepping in closer, CGM.